Grace to you and peace from God, our Savior and Redeemer and Sanctifier. Amen. So what are you looking for, I wonder? Do you ever ask yourself that question when you're getting ready to go to church in the morning? What am I looking for? What do I expect to see this morning? I think it's a really important question that Jesus asks those two disciples who are following him. It's a powerful question that we ought to pay attention to as Christian people. What are you looking for? Now, there's all kinds of answers that certainly could be valid answers for what you were looking for this morning. Some of you probably came looking for a good musical experience. Some of you were looking just to get together with people that you haven't seen for a while. Some of you were just looking to do your Christian duty and come to church and check it off. Some of you may have absolutely no idea why you're here at all. What are you looking for? John has just baptized Jesus. And he comes into the town and he's beginning to tell people about this experience. And as Jesus walks by, he says, "Look, there's the Anointed One. There's the Messiah." Can you imagine? Can you just imagine John, you know, pointing at Jesus and saying, "Look, there's the one we've been expecting. He's right there." And it piques the interest of at least two people standing by. And they begin to follow Jesus down the road. So Jesus is walking along and he looks behind him and sees these two yahoos behind him and says, "What are you looking for?" And we're expecting something fantastic. "Where are you staying?" What a stupid question. That's all you want to know? It's as if they're expecting Jesus to, you know, kind of sneak behind a building and crawl into a spaceship. "Where are you staying?" "Follow me." "Follow me," he says. And they walk with him to his very ordinary place, just like the very place probably that the disciples were staying, a very kind of ordinary life and an ordinary Jesus. It wasn't at all probably what they were expecting. And Jesus begins to speak. John had been expecting the Messiah. He had heard from God to watch out for the one on whom the Spirit rests in the form of a dove. And by gum, it happens. And there is Jesus, and he tells the world. And it's the beginning of something incredible. So what do we expect? What are we looking for? Are we expecting and looking for God to be present in the midst of us? And what would that look like? Would we expect the stranger to feel welcomed in this place and to find the Holy Spirit alive? What are you looking for? I tell my confirmation students all the time that if they're looking to be bored in church, we will happily fulfill their desire. It's true. Where your heart is and where your mind is and what it is that you're looking for and what you expect when you enter those doors on Sunday morning or Wednesday afternoon or Sunday night makes all the difference in the world. If you're looking to be fed, you'll be fed. If you're looking for a life-changing transformation, it might even happen, even in church. But if you're looking for the same old, and the same old hymns, and the same old preaching, and the same old everything, you'll find that too. If you're looking for God, God's here. And it isn't to say in any way that our relationship with God is somehow dependent on our attitude, and that if somehow we could just have positive thinking, everything would come into place. But rather that we don't ask the question often enough, what am I looking for? Sometimes the answer isn't what we expect or even desire. Not too many years ago, Martin Luther King Jr. marched all over Washington and all over the South to bring social and spiritual change to our country. And many of us would like to believe that a lot has changed. But I was so disappointed to be sitting quietly and listening to my confirmation students talk with one another and hear them make disparaging remarks about gay people and black people. And I thought, my God, we have made no progress. We are the polished arrow put back in the quiver. We are the ones that are useless. Well, what did you expect? Did you expect somehow that this Messiah was going to come into the world and take away all of our ills? That somehow God would come and just sort of polish things up and make them clean and nice and take away our responsibility? What did you expect? What were you looking for? What Simon Peter finds out, and his brother, and all of the disciples, and the church at Corinth, is that God doesn't take away all of that stuff. But rather, God promises to abide with us as God sends us out into the world to enlighten and gather it and call it into justice. It breaks my heart that in so many ways, despite all of our progress in racial relations, that our politicians still argue about whether a black person or a woman should be president. It breaks my heart that just when we begin to think the most of our society, again and again, violence rules. It breaks my heart that little Cyrus died this week. It breaks my heart that a young woman in Kailua was bludgeoned to death. The brokenness of the world has not gone away. There are hungry people and homeless people and lonely people all over the world. Racism and bigotry still exist, and yet God is present. The very one on whom the Holy Spirit rested in the form of a dove promises to be present and transform us. But do we expect to be transformed? Do we expect grace? Are we even looking for it? Every week we come to worship, and maybe we're expecting to be entertained, and maybe we're expecting to find some small sliver of respite and to be filled up. But I wonder if we're expecting God in this place. I wonder when we turn around and look, what is it that we're looking for? that question of Jesus should haunt us as the body of Christ in the world. It should also embolden us in our service, comfort us in our sorrow. You are the body of Christ gathered in this place to bring the word and comfort and life to an aching world. God is present in this place in powerful and exciting ways. What did you expect? What will you look for? Amen.